Hi, I'm Anushka.
And I'm Akila.
And you're listening to Through the Fifth Dimension.
In this episode, we're going to primarily focus on gendered marketing and its sexist stereotypes that are related to it.
So, Akila, have you ever heard of toothpaste for men?
No.
It is, like, legit toothpaste, which is the same. Like, it's the same thing we use, but it's for guys.
That's honestly so weird. It makes no sense.
I have no idea what it is.
Like, do they brush their teeth differently?
I don't know. It's like, I feel like they would probably even sell toothbrushes. They do, right? Like,
they
pink
do.
And blue.
Yeah, pink and blue.
Yeah, it's a very common phenomenon.
Yeah.
It's gendering products. So, if you're not familiar, like, anyone who's not familiar with what exactly gendered marketing or products are, then, like, let me simplify it for you, you know? Gendered marketing is the practice of dividing consumers on the basis of their gender. So, a gendered product?
Yeah. For example, have you ever heard of bookmarks made for women and men? Bookmarks.
Stop. That's the perfect example of a gendered product because it's useless. Like,
it's
we're reading
pointless.
The same books. It's the same bookmark. It's very weird. And today we want to dive into that. We want to dive into what that is exactly.
And its harmful effects on people because it's honestly so pointless and it just reinforces these stereotypes that we don't like.
Yeah, it like pushes them onto us.
Yeah.
And it's so sad because it's very evident on all of us in certain ways we think. It's because of this phenomenon because we've had this on us for so long since we're young.
So. Ever since we were younger, we've had, like, you know, toy dolls, toy cars. And, like, I never really understood that because I like cars. I like dolls as well. And ever since we were younger, it's like if you play with a doll and you're a guy, like, you just get looked at weird, you know? And it's like if you're told that since you were younger and, like, you're brought up that way, you're never going to change your mind. Just like how, like, for example, homophobia that's existed always, and like, you know, older people, they'll be like, when we were younger, we never were taught about this.
Yeah, because it's ingrained into their thoughts.
Yeah.
That like a man cannot be with a man, because they were always taught that men and women belong together.
Yeah, so that's why it, like, if you're told this since you were younger and like that's just how you've always thought, you're never going to want to change your mind about it. And it doesn't occur to you that like the way you're thinking is so like closed into a box and it's fixed into one opinion and one side of like the world.
Yeah, like, okay, what was that joke? It's like, it's Eve and not Steve.
Yeah, it's not Adam and Steve, it's Adam and Eve.
Yeah, like, that's so weird. Like,
yeah.
That goes for one couple, that doesn't go for anyone. Like, it's so sad because it is, in a way, inspired by these thoughts that are just rooted in you when you're a child. And you can see it with gendered products. Like, for example, like, the other day, I was going shopping for my little cousin, who's a girl. So,
yeah.
We're buying her a gift, you know. I want to be the favorite cousin. So, we went, and I was looking at the girl toys and the guy toys because, you know, it's a variety. I might as well see everything.
Yep.
And it was so disturbing to see that for children, like, you see gendered products the most in children. Like, the girl's side, they all had, like, these nurse kits. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And even if it's had doctor's kits, it had, like, the nurse, like, apron in it, the nurse cap and all that. But then all the guys' side, they didn't have even one nurse kit. They all were doctors.
That's honestly so weird to me. Like, are women not allowed to be doctors or something?
Yeah, it's because these things are just being rooted in us. Because when I was younger, you know, I saw this and I was thinking, like, oh, when I was younger, what did I have? And I always had the nurse kit.
That's honestly, I've never noticed that before.
Yeah.
Because it's just like you grow up with it and you don't realize it until you go out and look for it yourself. Because I wouldn't have realized that all these like are really weird. Because now that you like, if you like really think about it, why do we have men's scents and women's scents for deodorant?
Right?
What even are they?
Axe. Oh my god, there's that guy's like cologne called Axe. And I don't know if you've seen the ad, but in the ad, it's like, oh my god, if you use Axe, all the women will come to you. And it's so weird because I think this is so linked with hypermasculinity.
Yeah, and is a scent really going to bring women to you?
Right, like, just because you smell, like, really bad doesn't make you attractive. Axe is literally the worst thing I've ever smelled. It's disgusting.
And, like, I don't get how scents can be masculine. Like, I don't get that idea. Like, if anyone listening to this can explain this to me, I genuinely don't know.
Even I feel like now I'm used to it because you're always like, oh my god, this is cologne.
Yeah, so and if this it's is like, perfume.
Yeah, if it's like very like musky, I'd be like, oh my god, this is like for a guy. But like, it's chill if you use it too. Yeah. I'm a girl, if I use it, it's like chill. Like, if you see, it's so funny to see that products marketed for men will always be marketed in a way which makes them feel like their masculinity will be enhanced.
Yeah, and like, if it's anything even slightly feminine, they don't want it. They don't want it. Right? They don't want to market it. No man wants to buy it for some reason, because that's just how they grew up. And they've been taught like, oh, men can't do this, men can't do that, men can't cry, men can't wear pink. Like, yeah. I don't get that.
This like leads to rise of hyper-masculine tendencies.
Yeah.
Sorry. And it's such a bad message. I think being hyper-masculine, like nothing like extreme is ever good.
Yeah, and I don't like, they always think that women are attracted to like hyper-masculinity, when honestly, if like hyper-masculinity, toxic masculinity, all that, it's not an attractive trait. It just makes you seem bigoted.
Yeah.
It makes you seem close-minded. And this is not me trying to be rude. It's just my opinion. And I'm sure a lot of other women have that opinion.
I think I have that opinion.
Yeah.
You know, two of us in this room, we both have it. So I think it's a pretty common opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One more thing I wanted to talk about is pink tax.
Yes, pink tax is very important. If you don't know what pink tax is, it's, you know, I took this from the web, so I'm kind of plagiarizing here. The invisible cost of products that women are liable to pay for the products designed and marketed specifically for them. So yeah. I got this right off the web, and I don't think there's any other way to explain it better.
Yeah, I think that's perfectly explained. Can yeah. I give like an example?
Of course, go ahead. Yeah.
So I was going shopping one day, and this was like a few days ago. And I went to the women's section and I saw this plain black shirt. It was plain. It was this huge shirt. It was really expensive for no reason. It had nice material. And okay, I get it. It's a good brand. Sure, make it expensive. I go to the men's section. And keep in mind, I wouldn't go there normally because I know that people would be judging me for it. Yeah. But I went there because I had a male friend with me. And they would just think it's always for him. So I went there. I saw a shirt, the exact same color, exact same texture, everything. The only difference was the size. And it was like half the price.
It was half the price?
It was half the price.
Which is the material and all was same.
Material was same. Like, everything was same about it except the size. And I don't get this. Why do women have to pay more for the exact same thing?
Right, and that makes you think, like, in a lot of cases, though it's, like, been brought up a lot, like, women are paid less.
Yeah. Yeah, we're paid less and we're asked to pay more.
Yeah, like we're charged more when we're buying things. Like, I think it's become better now that women are being paid equal. But yeah. I think the issue is that women are not given the opportunities to have equal standing as men
yeah.
in offices. Like, they're not appointed for the CEO positions.
Yeah, and it's only difficult. When they do it, it's like, it's either they want to seem like an ally or like a supporter of women
yeah.
or they want to seem like a cool company, like I support women rights.
Yeah, like, okay, I know this is a completely different topic, so yeah. I'm not gonna go that deep into it, but I feel like this whole like boss girl, no, like it's so overdone. I think companies are just milking it now.
Yeah, and I don't think they really believe in like supporting women, bringing up women. They just want to seem like good people.
Yeah, but I yeah, that's the truth. I feel like it's the truth, but I just want to give them, you know, benefit of doubt.
Yeah, hopefully. It's the bare minimum, though. And they make it seem like they did this great thing by, you know, just giving women better opportunities.
Right. And these are the same companies that go ahead and put out these gendered products.
Yeah, and that's so hypocritical, honestly. Like,
yeah.
you're going to sell me something more expensive, which is the same thing. I get the same thing in the men's section, which is half the price.
Yeah, like, makes don't sense. Get me wrong. Like, I think there should be certain gendered products, like yeah. bras, for example. Like, they do need, women need them. And, like, pads, I think women need them. But in other things, like, the distinctions between the various genders still exist. And, like, we must respect them. Because, obviously, somebody's gender, you have to respect it. Yeah. It's just that we, like, no longer need to conform these repressive stereotypes you have forced upon us because of them. It's, like, all these, like, toys for women and all. It's, like, oh, my God, so gentle. Like, a Barbie. You can't, like, you know, be rough with it.
Yeah.
That sounds so wrong. I'm so sorry.
And I don't know why, like, cars are, like, associated with masculinity.
Because right?
Women drive cars too.
I like cars. Yeah. I want a Lamborghini.
Yeah. One more thing is, just, like, the idea of calling this women's clothing and men's clothing, that really excludes trans people and non-binary people. Like, because when trans people are going shopping and say they're not fully transitioned yet and quote-unquote they still look like the opposite gender that they want to, that they say they are, you know, and they go out shopping, they'll still get, like, judgmental looks for going to buy clothes that they want to.
Yeah.
Or even if it's a man who's not trans and he wants to buy something from a woman's section, he's going to get judgmental looks. Like, fashion is to express yourself, as you've said many times before to me. Fashion is to express yourself, and there's nothing wrong with wanting to wear women's clothes if you're a man and the opposite. But for some reason, you just always get judgmental looks, or people will assume a guy is gay for wanting to wear feminine clothing.
Right. It's like, fashion is a form of expression.
Yeah.
And I feel like these gendered products can make gender fluid people feel like they don't have a place in our society, because there's, like, nothing really targeted for them. And that's so not true. Everyone has a place in society. After all, gender is not always definite. It's not definite anymore. I feel like our society is very non-binary now.
Yeah.
It's taking a more non-binary route. And it's obviously, I feel like it would be difficult for, like, older people to get used to it. But you know what? It's normal. It's part of life. People just need to accept it and learn.
They need to, like, be more open to things instead of just, you know, thinking in the colors of pink and blue. One more thing.
Right. So, like, gender products persistently affirm these gender binary. With this practice of, like, labeling products, we're continually told that we must conform to, like, a gender, right? We must conform to a certain identity and stereotype. I don't think, like, everyone is comfortable with this or wants to be tied to a gender. That's why, you know, gender fluid, trans, not everyone is happy with their gender. You know, especially now, the time when our society is, like, starting to take a non-binary direction with genders, I said. So I think people need to respect that. And I think gendered products need to stop. You know, a lot of it needs to stop because it's just no longer relevant in our society. It's not needed.
It's very exclusive, you'd say. And people need to think of ways to be more inclusive with their marketing. And in all honesty, I don't see gendered marketing going anywhere in the future.
Right.
Because especially those weird, bizarre things we were talking about in the beginning of the episodes.
Yeah.
Like, who is actively searching for gendered tomatoes?
Oh my god, gendered tomatoes?
Yeah. They don't even look different. Like, it's just the packaging.
Right. And what is the point of it? Does it make you more manly for eating a tomato?
Yeah, it does. Honestly, it does. I hope you sense the sarcasm in my voice.
But, like, it's, you know, as Akila kept saying, like, these products reinforce stereotypes. Like, especially this girls like pink and boys like blue. Like, I'm so annoyed with this.
Yeah.
I'm so annoyed with everything I have to, like, buy being, like, pink. Like, I love pink, don't get me wrong. But it's getting a little tiring, you know. And especially the fact that I have to pay more for it.
Yeah. One more thing I've noticed. I'm not really sure how to say this in the right way, but I'm just going to say it either way.
Freestyle.
Yeah. So, you know how in, like, big brands,
yeah,
like H&M, and when I went shopping recently, first thing I noticed was that the prices. The second thing was, women's section is always, like, trendy, and obviously, yeah, be
right,
trendy. But the men's section is so plain. It is so plain. And then the women's section, it's all, like, itty-bitty crop tops.
Right, I mean,
maybe that's just the store's aesthetic, but I feel like women, like, the constant beauty standards, that also adds to, like, the whole gendered marketing thing and why it's bad, because women have I'm sure men have beauty standards as well, yeah, they do, but women, most of the time, it's women who get beauty standards, who have beauty standards, and these products that are constantly advertised to us they make us feel bad, and they make us feel bad for not looking the same way, and they make us feel bad for just being a woman. And right. sometimes you just want to exist without, like, having 10 things thrown at you just because you're a woman. You need to wear this, you need to do this,
you fit the standard.
Yeah, you need to fit the standard just because you're a woman.
I feel like the products which strongly surround, like, the topic of aesthetic, like beauty, fashion, they're always targeted for women, and it's so forceful at this point, because if you don't look like Kim Kardashian West, you're not pretty, you don't have that. But I think men also affected a lot by gender products. Like, I think women have the worst of it because of pink tax, because of all these, like, beauty trends that have been forced on them. I think a lot of them is sprouted from, you know, marketing gimmicks. You have to look like this. That's how you sell more products. I don't know about you, but during, like, you know, COVID, peak COVID, when TikTok was trending and all, I bought so many beauty products.
Same.
Right?
There were so many ads, and on TikTok as well, like, when it before it was banned in India.
Yeah, it's banned here, by the way.
Like, there were so many products and so many things I wanted to try. Like, I was at home, I was bored, and I was insecure about myself for some reason.
No, like, it's because of how everything is promoted. It's like, oh my god, like, a new insecurity is, like, created every day. Like, oh my god, you have, like, wrinkly earlobes. We'll buy this product and fix it. Like, it's so weird. But I buy into it because I know, like, how much it matters to me, how I fit into the standard, because I know how it affects me. I know how people treat me. And it's sad because I spend so much of my pocket money in all this, and it's not even useful. It's just...
it's never useful. Yeah. I'm sorry. And I've seen... this is not about gendered marketing, but this is related, I feel. It's just the way that it's portrayed for women. There's so many beauty standards, right? And one thing I saw on TikTok in the early beginning of TikTok, not beginning of TikTok, but like beginning of pandemic, and like when TikTok was getting popular, I saw a lot of workouts, right? And there was a lot of hip dip workouts. Thing I note, like, I found out recently, is that hip dips are built, they're part of your bones. You can't get rid of them. And those people were selling, some people were probably even selling products related to getting rid of your hip dips, but they're built into women's bones.
Yeah, I think Bella Hadid has it.
Yeah, how are we going to get rid of them?
Yeah, I think people need to just respect your bodies. Like, it's normal. What you have is natural. If you have it, you know, it's normal. And, you know, okay, if, you know, somebody's hearing this and they think, like, oh my god, this is BS. Like, it doesn't, you know, mess with women's beauty standards and all. How is gendered products related? Like, let's talk about body hair. Because I know for a fact that body hair was demonized. Like, literally, if you have body hair as a woman, you're, like, the grossest thing ever. That's how, like, people portray it. But it's because of these brands that wanted to sell, like, these shaving kits or whatever they're called, razors, to women, so they'd have more income, you know, more coming in, flowing in. And it's so sad because now, like, I know how insecure I feel when I have body hair on me. It's taken a long time for me to feel like, oh, it's normal, it's natural. Because since we're a child, we're told, oh my god, you have body hair, that's gross, you have to wax it off. Like, you know, it's because of these products.
I can name 10 times where any of my family, women family members, they've come to me and they told me to shave my armpits, to shave my legs.
Right.
And that too when I was like 13. I was 13.
It's normal. Yeah. Like, at any stage of your life, it's normal. And as a teen, especially when you're going through puberty, it's really normal. Like, people need to... before I, like, go ahead, let's just say, talk about how women razors are more expensive and they don't even work as well as men razors.
Dude, I once tried my dad's razor to shave because I couldn't find one.
Shave, she means like her arm, not her face.
And it worked way better than, you know, those silly razors that cost like 10 times
and they
the
keep
price.
Like cutting you types.
Yeah, they they're so badly made. I'm sorry, I don't want to offend any women razor companies, but why?
I'm gonna get sued. But seriously, like, if you see this, it's so sad, and it's marketed more because it's women. Women are always, like, made to pay more, and it's so sad to see women again being targeted because again, like, in jobs, we don't get as many opportunities. Like, I feel like these times are becoming better, but I don't see it becoming better with gendered products.
And again, I'm going to come back to the topic of body hair, but you know, when it's a woman, it's seen as unhygienic. But when it's a man, it's fine. It's masculine. It's manly. Yeah. It's fine. It's not unhygienic because apparently men don't need to keep in track of their hygiene. That's only a woman's thing. Because you know how men don't, a lot of men,
don't
at least
shave
with, in my opinion, they don't shave. They think skincare is feminine, so they all they do
it's
is just wash their face with water.
Right. Like, skincare, again, is a thing that's, like, highly pushed onto women. Mm. Of course, you should care for your skin. But, okay, I went to the dermatologist, and I swear, I have, like, 50 products in my bathroom because of her. And she was like, oh, my God, women's skin. Women. It's, like, it's always pushed onto women for beauty standards. But, you know, let's take a break from beauty standards. I want to go back to talking about toys.
Yeah.
I think that's the strongest message you get from gender
products.
That is
what is ingrained in our head.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kinder Joy, right?
Right.
And I think I've told you this before, but once I was getting Kinder Joy, right? And my maid, by the way, in India, we, you know, have maids.
Yeah,
at
we're
home.
Not
it's a normal
people.
Thing. That sounds weird. But, you know, so it's a common thing. But anyways, my maid was giving me Kinder Joy to eat. And there's pink and blue. And if anyone from the US is listening, for some reason Kinder Joy is banned there, but you know, Kinder Joy, it's a toy.
It's very normal. I've seen everyone eat it here.
It's not in the US though, right?
It's not.
It's
okay.
not, it's banned.
I'm not sure.
But either way, so Kinder Joy, it has food and it has toys. And it has a pink one and a blue one, and one it says girls or one it says boys. Or it doesn't even say that, it just has pink and blue. And everyone just knows it's
for
boys.
No, it says boy and girl.
Okay. Either ways, so she was giving me the Kinder Joy. And I took the blue one. And she made a fuss. She's like, no, you can't have that. That is for your cousin brother. You cannot have this. You are a girl. And I was like, can I just have it? Can I just have it? Because the food is the same. The toys, I don't see much of the difference. The toys, all of the time, it's like, the girl toys will be some random doll looking thing, and then the boy toy will be some weird,
like, there's no need for doing this.
Yeah,
it's really, I love Kinder Joy, but like, I'm a little disappointed because what's the point?
Yeah,
honestly, like, I think, okay, as I gave the example earlier of the nurse and doctor kid, I want to like say I feel like this kind of pushes the message like in a subtle manner and guides women in the direction of just being secondary to guys. Because it's, no offense, like, nurses, obviously, a job, perfect. It's, like, doctor.
Yeah.
But it's, like, why am I not being given, like, a proper option to be a doctor? Why is it always, like, the nurse?
That, honestly, wait, are there, like, many times, there are boy nurses, right?
I've never seen a, yeah, like, in jobs, right?
Yeah,
jobs,
there
I'm
are.
I'm talking about kids.
But it's never there in, like, Halloween costumes or, like, ever talked about, really.
Yeah, like, it's
always
very
when
rare.
You hear the word nurse, you think of a girl.
Yeah,
when
like
you
a
hear the word
girl.
Doctor, you hear a guy.
Yeah, you think of the slutty Halloween costume, and
yeah,
it's
that's
so sad.
So sexist. Like, have you ever seen, if you search up schoolgirl, you get those weird Halloween costumes with those sexualized ones. That's a whole different topic, honestly, but that's so gross to me. And when you search up schoolboy, you just get random animated pictures or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it's just, it's very weird to see it.
Yeah, and even in young women, you're being taught that, oh, women are nothing but objects. Like, in a subtle way, that too. So no one can tell the company, oh, you are pushing this narrative onto my daughter.
There's no suing them.
But. Yeah.
Like, it's very sad to me to see these, like, harmful stereotypes just being forced onto people. Like, at this point, it's so normal. Like, I can't even imagine the type of, like, shit I'd get if I gifted, like, one of my guy cousins, like, a baby guy cousin, a nurse kit. And a pink nurse kid. That'd be like, oh my god, that's for a girl. What are you doing?
Yeah, they'd think that you're making fun of him or you're playing a prank or something.
Yeah, or he'll turn out to be gay, which is completely normal. And an object
hate.
Doesn't make you gay. Like,
yeah,
I don't understand.
I don't get the idea, like, feminine is equal to gay for men.
Shahid, like, okay, let's talk about Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Harry Styles has not come out about his sexuality. He's not, like, he's very vague about it. He hasn't, like, you know, I think confirmed anything. We're just assuming that he's straight.
And you don't need to have a label, right?
Right. Because it's his personal business. It's like his music is not going to change who he likes. But when he wore the gown for the Vogue cover, like he wore this beautiful gown with, I think, a blazer. I'm not sure. He got so much hate for it. Yeah, they're like, oh my God, he's gay. He's promoting this for his like audience, for his child audience. Like, what is wrong with it? He's just expressing himself.
Yeah, and fashion has nothing to do with gender or sexuality. And one more thing I wanted to mention was, have you heard of Candace Owens?
Yes, I think you mentioned it once.
Yeah, I did mention it. So she's a woman who's very conservative, and she has a lot of thoughts, and she puts them all in tweets for some reason. And she tweeted about the Harry Styles thing. And honestly, I find it really hypocritical how, like, I know that both of them, there's nothing wrong with women wearing suits, men wearing skirts, dresses. But I find it hypocritical how there's gender stereotypes, and then she wears suits, but men are not allowed to break the stereotype to wear skirts.
Right. I think the stereotype of women not wearing suits or knee and dresses, I think it was broken a long time ago when women started working and there were suits to be seen as equal and as men in workplaces.
Yeah, and it's also seen as empowering.
Right. But like skirts, for some reason, for men, is just seen as like too feminine. Like they can't do this. It's like a sin. But in fact, it was part of ancient cultures. I think you've said this once to me. Like
it
I think
is.
Scottish culture.
Yeah,
and
Scottish
it's so
cultures and other cultures as well.
Yeah,
I believe. Yeah. Where they wore skirts, even heels. I believe.
I'm not sure about heels, but I'm sure
some
that
long boot type things which looked feminine, quote unquote.
Yeah. I think it's a little difficult for men to break this, you know, I only wearing pants, like to wear skirts, because I think they themselves are stuck in the patriarchal system, and we also are in it, and we always had the worst of it, but they also have it like a little bad. But you know, that's their issue. I'm kidding. We all have to work together to make things better. So coming to this, let's conclude the episode with, you know, brainstorming how we could fix this. How could we make this more inclusive? How can we stop gendered products?
I feel like there's no way to really stop it, because people are still making money off of it, and they're not going to think about the morals of it while, because if they have a good economy going for their company, you know, they're not going to stop just because they realize, oh, this is morally wrong, or we're enforcing stereotypes.
Right.
They just want to make money, and sure, that's their livelihood, and they found an idea that is going well for them. I don't think they're going to stop out of nowhere, but I think it's important that people should be more open, as I've said like 7 times before. People should be more open, and if you, I know a lot of people, especially in India, when you hear your like older relatives or your grandparents or something like that saying something sexist, saying something which enforces stereotypes, or even someone who's close to you, you shouldn't be afraid to like call them out. Because
you should talk.
Yeah.
You should speak up about it.
Because I know that many times before, I used to be scared to tell my grandmother, oh, this is wrong, I don't want to do this just because I'm a woman. But once I started telling her that, I feel like she reduced the amount of things she said to me. I'm sure she still has those thoughts, because that's just ingrained into her head. But she stopped being like that to me, at least. And I hope some things are going into her head, because
like she changed a bit.
Yeah,
hopefully
she understood a bit. And sure, this caused arguments with my grandparents, but it's good to inform even old people, because that's the way that people are going to change, right? If you're going to inform older people about it, not just your peers who are probably more open to it, if you're going to inform older people and your family especially, and surround yourself with people who are like you and who agree with you, then I feel like there is an opportunity for people to change their mindset.
Yeah, it's a positive movement, you know.
Yeah.
It's positive, and you should really talk about it. I totally agree with you. Like, it starts from home. But, you know, I feel like for companies, we need to take a stand. We need to talk about this a lot more. Like, I'm just giving an example, but BLM, it's always been there. You know, Black lives have always mattered, and it's never shown, because, you know, people are just like, oh my god, nobody's talking about it, we can just do our own shit. But now I feel like with times, people have started to realize, like, oh my god, this is so bad. You know, this is, like, so, like, extreme, the type of, you know,
the police brutality.
Yeah, it's so extreme. And I think because of BLM, because of people protesting, because of people standing up, companies also felt like they wanted to take a stand. They wanted to make a difference in their companies. And I think people need to do the same with gender and marketing. Obviously, don't think that I'm trying to, you know, compare, like, BLM to just, you know, products.
Yeah, it's just an example.
Yeah, it's just an example. I'm just talking about the outcome it had. It made companies more aware of what they were doing within, you know, their companies. You know, how they could be more approachable. And I think it's so important. This is the route we need to take, because our future cannot just go on like this, where you're teaching your little girls that there can only be nurses in their lives, where they can only play with teacups, and only then they'll be the epitome of femininity.
Yeah, and they have to be surrounded with pink things.
Right. Like, see, I'm a woman, and if I decide to be an engineer tomorrow, it will be feminine, because I'm a woman at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And if a man decides to become a makeup artist, if he wants to be anything, that he's still a man. It doesn't take away from his masculinity. I think people need to learn that.
Yes, you're so right.
Yeah, but I mean, oh well, we're girls, so we gotta pay more for the pity back thing. Thank you for listening to today's episode.
Yes.